distribution. Hearing that, he agreed to an interview, with only me, in a bedroom. I made sure the camera was recording the second he walked into the room. "I don't doubt you're telling the truth, Shane," I say from behind my camera. "I'm lying. He's so guilty you can smell it on him." "I just think the audience will be confused as to why so many of your staff seem to tell the same story. The one about you asking them to jump on the beds, then asking them to jump on your..." "Okay, okay, please stop saying it," he says, spitting and spluttering from all his orifices, the wet patch on his collar now creeping down onto his shoulder. "I love my wife," Bauer continues, and I see genuine fear in his eyes. He is stunned, like a spider in the middle of the night that freezes when you turn the lights on. But if you leave the lights on long enough, the spider will move. It has to. I keep the camera rolling. He doesn't ask me to stop. I am always amazed by how people resist the truth to this point, but then explode with it, almost like it's a relief just to get it out. He could shut this down and storm out, giving me no concrete proof and leaving himself open to wiggle his way out of all of this. But guilty people so rarely do. I hand them a rope, and they always hang themselves. "My kids, they are everything to me," he says, fluid pouring out of his face at such a speed. I wish I